Stories of the Prophets. Stories of the Prophets. Peace be upon them. God's Prayer. After her. Hello. On disappointment. All creatures. Olu Asmin. Their position. Thin. The story of Solomon. Peace be upon him. In the name of God. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. And prayers and peace. On our Prophet Muhammad. And upon his family and companions. Everyone. And after. In Damascus from the land of the Levant. The Prophet of God Solomon responded. Peace be upon him. He was raised in the house of prophecy. His father is the Prophet of God. David, peace be upon him. We met in the meeting. The former father of God. The virtue of David, peace be upon him. And his diligence in worship. And his keenness on reform. And the benefit of creation. And the ruling on what quarreled between them. In the middle of this atmosphere. My faith grew up. Solomon, peace be upon him. He learned morals from his father. And good manners. He inherited the kingdom and prophecy from him. Suleiman excelled. Peace be upon him, with justice and wisdom. And good judgment among grazing people. God Almighty told us. On the authority of Solomon, peace be upon him. And he said. Solomon inherited David. The inheritance he inherited. Solomon on the authority of his father. It is the greatest inheritance. It is a favor from God Almighty. Please give it to my father and his son. He inherited it. In prophecy and kingship. It does not mean inheriting money. Because it was. He has other sons. It was not about money. Write them down. Because it has been proven correct. That the messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. He said. We are the community of prophets. No north. What money they left behind. It will be a charity afterward. On the poor and needy. And it was said. It was Solomon. Greater king than David. David was more severe. Worship Solomon. They should pray. And peace. God singled out Solomon. Peace be upon him with knowledge. No one had preceded him. No one realized it after him. God taught him. Area and bird talk. And animals. He understood what he was talking about. Birds in the air. And what animals say. Of all kinds. This is one of God's miracles. Glory be to him. His own. And God gave him everything. Something he needs. To him and the king. May God add more to that. By subjugating the jinn and mankind to him. And demons and winds. He orders her whatever he wants. And it works for him. Whatever he wants. God's grace was upon him. Ibn Jarir said. Al-Tabari is the Imam of commentators. King of the earth. It's east and west. Four people. Two believers and two unbelievers. The two believers. Suleiman bin Daud. And Dhul-Qarnayn. And the unbelievers. Bakit Nasser. And Nimrod bin Canaan. No one else had it. The command of Solomon, peace be upon him. So they gathered his soldiers one day. So he gathered his soldiers to him. Of the jinn, humans, and birds. So he rode among them. In splendor and grandeur. Great. Humans were the ones who colored. And after them are the jinn. The birds come from above. His head. If he was free, I would shade him. With its wings. They distribute. That the first of them stop the last of them. Because no one comes forward. About his designated location. Even if it passes. Solomon, peace be upon him, with whom? With him are armies and soldiers. On Wadi al-Naml. She said, ants. O ants, they have entered your dwellings. They will not destroy you. Suleiman and his soldiers. And they do not feel. Understanding Solomon, peace be upon him. What did you say to that ant? Her nation of opinion. Where I ordered. And I warned. I apologized to Suleiman. And his soldiers. By not feeling. In simple, eloquent terms. He liked that. And a smile on his face. Gladness and joy. With what God showed him. Without anyone else. He asked God to save him. To give thanks for what he has been blessed with. On him and his parents. And for the advantage bestowed upon him over others. May good deeds be easy for him. And to gather him. If he died with his servants. The righteous. God Almighty said. And we have come. David and Solomon. Note. He said, thank God. Which we preferred. On many of his servants. Believers. Solomon inherited David. He said, O people. Teach us. Bird logic. And we were given. Of everything. This. He has the clear merit. And he was crammed. Solomon has soldiers. From the jinn. And humans. And the birds they distribute. Even if. They came to a valley. Ants. Ant said. Oh my. Ants. Ant said. Hey ants. They entered your homes. They will not destroy you. Solomon. They will not destroy you. Suleiman and his soldiers. And they do not feel. He smiled. Laughing from. Say it. And he said, Lord, help me. To thank. Your grace. And he said, Lord, help me. To thank your grace. Which you have blessed me with. And on my father. And to work. Valid. You accept it. And admit me with your mercy. The righteous. Roy that Suleiman. Peace be upon him. He and his companions went out to get rain. And he saw. List ant. One of its legs is lifted. You get rain. He said to his friends. Go back, for you have been watered. By inviting others. Check out Solomon. Peace be upon him, the bird. This is the perfection of his resolve. He organized his soldiers well. And manage it himself. For things young and old. Even if. He did not neglect this matter. He inspects the birds. And look. Are they all there? Or is missing from her? Something. Representatives of each came to him. A type of bird. So he looked. He saw all kinds of birds in his presence. Except the hoopoe. And he said, why don't I see the hoopoe? Did my sight miss him? Or was he absent or not present? When it appeared that he was absent, he said, if they tortured this hoopoe, extreme pain due to his absence, to discipline him, or I will slaughter him. Punishment for what he did, where he violated what was subjected to him, or to come to me. There is an excuse for his absence. So the hoopoe stayed. Not a long time. Then he came. He said to Solomon, peace be upon him. She got what she didn't get. Yes. I have knowledge. What she has brought, O prophet of God. Even though you know. The wide one. I came to you from Sheba. The well-known tribe in Yemen. With honest news. He began to remember what it was like. Kings of Sheba in Yemen. From the great king. And that the king has died. To one of them. daughter of their king. Her name is Belkis. He left no others behind. So they owned it over them. And you have been given the enjoyment of the world. What an empowered king needs. It is a bed. You sit on it. Amazing, awesome. Then he mentioned their disbelief in God. And their worship of the sun. Without God. And Satan led them astray. And he repelled them. About worshipping God alone. He has no partner. Who brings out the stash? In the heavens and the earth. And he knows the secrets. And the phenomenon. Of tangibles and morals. There is no God but him. Maybe. There is no God but him. Lord of the great throne. God Almighty said. And lose. The bird said. Why don't I see the hoopoe? Or was he among the absent? I will torture him. Severe torture. Or I will slaughter him. 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 I am with clear authority. He stayed not far away. He said, she had her period. What you did not deserve. He said, she had her period. What you did not deserve. And I came to you from 7 days ago. With a spring. Certainty. I found it. Woman. Own them. And you have been given all. And you have been given all. Something. And she has a throne. Great. I found her and her people. They prostrate to the sun. Without God. And decorate. They have the devil. Their deeds were ruined. They are out of the way. They are not guided. Do they not prostrate? To God who comes out. The stash comes out. In the heavens and the earth. And he knows. What are you hiding? And what do you declare? God, no. There is no God but him, Lord. The great throne. He said. Solomon, peace be upon him. For the hoopoe. We will look into the news you brought us. I believed that. Or are you one of the liars? So he wrote, peace be upon him. A book and handed it over. For the hoopoe. And he told him to go. With my book, this is a farm. To the queen of Spa. Step aside from her. So that you can hear what? They chant about it. The hoopoe carried the book. He came to Bilka's palace. So he threw it to her. She is in her seclusion. Then he stood aside. He waits for her answer. About the book. So she gathered her princes. And its ministers. And the largest of its state. And its advisors. She told them. O public. I am presented with a generous book. Then I read to them. Title first. It is from Solomon. Then I read what was in it. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Don't you rise above me? And they came to me as Muslims. That is, do not be arrogant towards me. And they came to me. Submissive and submissive. For my sake. Then I consulted them about their matter. And what happened to them. And I addressed them. And they listen. O public. Give me a fatwa about my matter. I would not have decided on anything. Unless you are present. They told her. We have strength and ability. On the executioner and the fighter. And resistance heroes. If you want it. We are against him. Those who are able. And yet. It's up to you, so see what. You are planning. Her opinion was more complete. And lion of their opinion. I learned that the author of this book. He doesn't argue or mind. He does not contradict or deceive. She said that kings. If they enter a village. They ruined it. and they made the most dear to its people. Humiliating. So God believed her words. He said likewise. They do. And I am sending them a gift. So we looked at what he would return. Messengers. She wanted to be nice to Suleiman. About herself. And the people of her kingdom. With a gift you send. And antiques you send. Maybe he would accept it. And stop them. She did not know that Solomon. He does not accept them. In this case. Purely and unfairly. Because they are unbelievers. And for this. When her envoy came. To Solomon. And he told him. Provide me with money. So what came to me? God is better than. He came to you. Rather, you are with your gift. You will be happy. These were gifts. Conclude on great things. And suitable gifts. With kings. Solomon did not pay attention to her. Peace be upon him. He said to her messenger who came to him. Come back with your gifts. Which with you to whom? I sent you with it. So I will send to them. With soldiers who cannot. Their defense in our fight. And they don't mind. Don't fight them. And I will expel them from their country. They are humiliated and humble. God Almighty said. He said we will look. Is it true or not? From liars. Go with my book. So throw it to them. Then. Turn away from them. Then turn away from them. So look. What do they return? She said, oh. Oh public. I am thrown to me. Generous book. It is. From Solomon. And it is. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Don't you rise above me? And they came to me as Muslims. She said, O public. Give me a fatwa about my matter. What were you? Conclusive of an order. Until you bear witness. They said we are powerful. And all you. Very bad. And all you. Very bad. It's up to you. So look what you order. She said. The kings. If they enter a village. They spoiled it and made it. Its most honorable people are humble. And also. They do. And I am sent. To them with a gift. So she looked. So she looked. With what he returns. Messengers. When he came. Solomon. Atamden said. With money. Atamden said. With money he did not give me. God is good. Of what he has given you. Rather. You are with your gift. You will be happy. Come back. To them let us come. They are. With soldiers, not before. Them with it. Let's come. They are soldiers. No before them. With it and let's go out. They are. From her. Humiliating. And they are young. When he came back. Messenger to Bilqis Malika. What Solomon said. Peace be upon him. She said I knew. What is this about a king? And we have nothing to do with it. Energy and energy. To him I am coming. Here are your notables. Get up and take a look. Your command and what you call us. To him and then I left. To him with 12,000 men. One of the nobles of her people. After it closed. On her throne. So Solomon, peace be upon him, made it. He sends the jinn. They come to him on their way. Every day and night. Even if you get close to him. Collection from him. From humans and jinn. He said to them. Can any of you? To bring me the throne of this queen. Before she brought Elia, she and her people, submissive and obedient. Perhaps Solomon, peace be upon him. A subpoena has been requested. Her throne is from the country of Yemen to Jerusalem, where his kingdom was based, to show her great, the power of God Almighty, and for the property he gave him. Wide and yes, majestic and powerful, superhero where mocked him, whoever brings her throne to him, from far away, in a short time, he leads her and her people, to believe in God Almighty. A demon from the jinn said, he is the great genie. I'm bringing it to you. Before you get up. Who is this council of yours? It was Solomon, peace be upon him. He sits for people. To eliminate. From the beginning of the day until the sun goes down. Said the goblin. And I am strong. On his load. For the gems it contains. Solomon said. Peace be upon him. I want to hurry up. A soldier got up. Another of his soldiers. He is Asif ibn Barkiya. A man from Salha. Children of Israel. God Almighty gave him. From him knowledge. He was Solomon's minister. He knew the name of God. The greatest. I'm coming to you. With the throne of Bilqis. Before you close your eyes. And you open it. It is a metaphor for speed. Excellent in bringing it. Bilqis' throne came. To Solomon from a country. Yemen to the Levant. That fast. Super. When Solomon saw the throne. The aforementioned is present with him. We are in his hands. He was not deceived or arrogant. Pride did not take him. And the wonder. Rather, he said. This is from the grace of my Lord. To test me. Thank him for his blessings. Or do I deny these blessings? Solomon, peace be upon him, said. For whoever has it. Change the bed to hers. Which you are sitting on. Until you deny it. If she saw him? Or did you know him? Or will you be among those who are not guided? When I arrived. Bilqis. Solomon, peace be upon him, said to her. Is this your throne? She said. As if it were him. This is part of her intelligence. And the abundance of her understanding. It has been ruled out. Her throne because. She left him behind in the land of Yemen. She couldn't deny it. Because of the strong resemblance to him. So he appeared to her. The power of God Almighty. And the prophecy of Solomon. Peace be upon him. And divert it from the monotheism of God Almighty. And believe in it. She was not worshipped other than God. Following her people. And in imitation of them. She was from a people. Unbelievers. Then she was told. Enter the palace. His courtyard was made of glass. Underneath it is water. When she saw, she thought it was water whose waves waved. She revealed her legs. To delve into it. Solomon said to her. Peace be upon him. From clear glass. And the water is under it. Then I realized its greatness. King Solomon. She said. Lord, I have wronged myself. There is polytheism in it. I followed Suleiman. Dakhla. In God's religion. Lord of the worlds. God Almighty said. He said, O eminent people. Which one of you comes to me? On her throne before. That they come to me as Muslims. He said. A demon from the jinn. I'm coming to you. With it before. To rise from your position. And I am. He is strong. Amen. He said who? He has knowledge. From the book. I'm bringing it to you. Before that, it bounces back to you. Your side. When he saw him. Stable with him. He said this kindly. My lord. He said this kindly. My lord, may he test me. I think or I disbelieve. And whoever gives thanks. He only gives thanks. To himself. And many. For my lord. Rich and generous. He said. They denied her her throne. Let us see if you will be guided. Or be one of those. They are not guided. When she came. It was said, aha. Such is your throne. She said as if. He is he. And we were given knowledge. We were before her. Muslims. And repelled it. What she was worshipping. Without God. It was. From a people. Unbelievers. He was told to enter. The edifice. When she saw him. I thought it was a deep sea. And revealed. Her legs. He said that. A rebellious edifice. From bottles. She said. Lord, I have been wronged. Myself and I converted to Islam. With Solomon for God. O Lord of the worlds. So he went to hit its market. And their necks with a sword. Get closer to God Almighty. And to seek his pleasure. Where I work. Out of obedience to him. When the horses were hampered. For God's sake. May God Almighty replace him. Better and faster. It is the wind. It is done by his command as he pleases. God Almighty said. And he gave us. Daud Suleiman. Yes, the slave, it is. Ob. When it was offered to him. In the evening, they are clear. The horses. And he said, I am. I love the love of goodness. About the remembrance of my Lord. Until she was filled with admiration. Return it. Ali. So he started scanning the market. And necks. And see. That is among these horses. What has wings? It came by the sea. And God knows best. On the authority of Aisha, may God be pleased with her. About her she said. The messenger of God came. May God bless him and grant him peace from the battle. Tabuk or Kabar. And there is a covering in her house. So the wind blew. So I revealed one side. A cover story about Aisha's daughters. Any play. And he said. What is this, Aisha? My daughters said. He saw among them. A horse with two wings. And he said. What is this that I see among them? Mare said. He said. And what is this? Two wings said. He said. A horse with two wings. She said. Have you not heard that, Solomon? Horses have wings. She said. He laughed until I saw. We find him, may God bless him. And peace be upon him. Narrated by Abu Dawood. For the rest of the talk. God willing. And God knows best. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May God bless and grant peace. And upon our Lord Muhammad. And upon his family and companions. Everyone. You were with the stories of the prophets.